If primary trends hold, Delaware can expect more than 15 times the amount of mail-in ballots this year than in any previous year. Overall turnout increased by double digits for both the Democratic and Republican parties in the 2020 primary compared to 2016. This can be attributed in part to a more contentious primary, but the access of vote-by-mail ballots was also likely a major factor. Still, many Delawareans assumed the health risk posed by the coronavirus pandemic and cast a ballot in person because they distrust vote-by-mail. Richard Delian, a Democrat in Milford, was one of many who wasn't sure his vote would be counted by mail.
With everything that's going on with the USPS, I felt that maybe my vote might have been late or something. You never know what might happen, so I felt safer doing it in person.
He's talking about the recent controversies over service cuts and sorting machine removals at the USPS, which could cause delays in delivering ballots to and from voters. His sentiment was one shared by Democratic and Republican voters alike. But the state parties disagree on the system. State GOP party chair Jane Brady opens the door for fraud.
Why would you introduce a new system this close to an election where people are not familiar with it and they're sending things in unsigned and incomplete or not getting them there on time and they're disenfranchised as a result? Why are you inviting fraud, potential fraud, into our elections?
There have been no identifiable cases of voter fraud stemming from vote-by-mail in September's primary. In fact, a Heritage Foundation database documenting voter fraud found no voter fraud cases in the first state since they started the database in the 1980s. There have been only 1,298 documented cases nationwide in the past four decades, and most aren't about mail-in voting. Not everyone in the GOP party is against vote by mail. State Representative Mike Smith, a Newcastle County Republican in a district with more registered Democrats than Republicans, abstained from the vote by mail legislation, but says that doesn't mean he's against it.
I went not voting for several reasons. One, we didn't need it for this election because we're in a state of emergency. And under state of emergency, you're allowed to no reason absentee vote. So you are already able to do the mail-in ballot process. Now, long term, I think mail-in ballots would be a great thing because, you know, you work out all the kinks ahead of time.
This divide over vote-by-mail didn't always exist. Utah, a heavily Republican state, created an optional vote-by-mail system back in 2012. In other states where vote-by-mail is now the only option, both Republican and Democratic leadership support it. Jesse Chatterton is the executive director of the Democratic Party of Delaware. He thinks vote-by-mail would not be as controversial if it weren't for the Trump administration.
Although I would say that Republicans in states like Utah, Oregon, and Washington have gotten in line with it before Donald Trump was the sinister force that was sort of guiding their party. And I think, unfortunately, the Republican Party here in Delaware is just following his cue cards when it comes to this sort of manufactured outrage.
The total increase in turnout in the 2020 primary was very similar between Democrats and Republicans. Dems saw a 90% increase to Republicans' 85%. But looking at just the increase in voting by mail, Democrats voted by mail in far greater numbers than Republicans. In fact, turnout in person decreased for Democrats by 4%, but increased by mail over 1,890%. For Republicans, in-person turnout increased 50% and saw a jump of 717% in absentee voting. The two sides do agree on ways to improve the vote-by-mail system in this election, and maybe future ones. According to data from the Department of Elections, 1,024 ballots were rejected during the September primary because they either arrived late or they weren't signed, and the Elections Department couldn't follow up with the voter in time. Republican candidate for Governor Julianne Murray isn't surprised ballots arrived late.
The biggest problems are, number one, people not getting it in by the deadline, and number two, that they fill it out wrong. And the not getting it in by the deadline, the Postal Service is doing what they can with it, but because of the timing that they have ascribed to this, how late you can request a ballot, why somebody would wait until the week before the election to even make the request is beyond me, but they do, and they did.
Educating voters was the major priority for increasing trust in vote by mail. Murray herself didn't know when applying for a vote-by-mail ballot online, voters must either print out the application to sign it or enter their driver's license information to pull their signature from the DMV. As Chatterton mentions, when people warm up to voting by mail and see it as safe, secure, and convenient, he's sure the vast majority of Delawareans will support it. Chatterton is confident if vote-by-mail is successful this year, the state legislature will move to make it permanent.
So I am hopeful. that, you know, after we thoughtfully study what happened in 2020 with this sort of trial program, that we can put together, you know, long-term legislation that encapsulates best practices, not only here in Delaware, but as you mentioned, in other states where this has been happening for 10 and 20 years, and make sure that Delawareans have this opportunity long-term.
Even Republicans who have been against vote by mail, like Murray, expect it to become a staple in Delaware's elections from now on. She says they might as well accept that fact and help voters learn how to fill out and send their mail-in ballots. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.